With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The White House is drawing attention to gas prices on this holiday weekend. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
With many Americans traveling over Labor Day weekend, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt points to a bright spot in the economy. The national average price for gas is about $3.15 per gallon, the lowest Labor Day price at the pump since 2020.
These savings at the pump are giving everyday American families more room in their budgets at the end of each month.
According to Gas Buddy, gas this Labor Day weekend is about 15 cents a gallon lower than last year. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Former GOP Senator Jim Talent says negative comments about prayer after the Catholic school shooting in Minneapolis follow a disturbing trend in public attitudes about the Christian faith.
Up to late 80s, the culture as a whole was positive towards Christianity. Then it was neutral for a generation. And now the commanding heights of the culture, which is left wing, has turned negative. And you do see that in a lot of ways.
Talent was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. California voters will decide in November whether to okay a new congressional map that would benefit Democrats. The campaign to influence voters has already begun. Governor Gavin Newsom and Democratic allies want voters to approve the new districts on time. They say President Trump might try and rig elections, even though in the state Democrats have a huge majority. Republicans and others say it's simply a Democratic power grab. Spirit Airlines filing a fresh bankruptcy protection order months after emerging from Chapter 11 for the first time. The budget carrier says it will continue operating as normal for the moment. During this voluntary restructuring, customers can still book trips and can use the tickets that they already have. This is SRN News. Berean Baptist Church in Brooklyn is marking its 175th anniversary this month with the debut of The Audacity of Faith, the first installment in a short documentary series tracing its history from its founding in 1850 to the present day. The six-part series will highlight pivotal moments in the church's legacy, from serving as a station on the Underground Railroad to opening a credit union for members in 1950 to developing a senior living center and affordable housing units in the 2010s that still operate today. Each episode runs 2 to 5 minutes. Several Florida cities are facing deadlines in the coming days to paint over or remove rainbow crosswalks, the brightly colored street crossings meant to celebrate gay pride. In letters from the State Transportation Department, communities are being ordered to remove them by early next month. In July, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy asked governors to do something about them within 60 days. This is SRN News. A trio of Scottish brothers break a world record for the fastest row across the Pacific.
Jamie Ewan and Lachlan McLean completed the journey in 139 days, arriving in Australia. They rowed over 9,000 miles nonstop from Peru, becoming the first team to achieve the full crossing from South America to Australia. The trio from Edinburgh endured seasickness, injuries, and violent storms, including one that swept Lachlan overboard, while raising over $940,000 toward a goal of over $1 million for clean water projects. I'm Julie Walker.
Tennessee authorities say a cold case investigation reveals that a sheriff who inspired the 1973 Walking Tall movie might actually have killed his wife in 1967. Lawmen say if Sheriff Buford Pusser was alive today, he might be in jail. This is SRN News.